Hello, Willie-Ann, and welcome to Sunday Southern Gospel. I'm your host, Harold Edwards. Well, it may be a few days too soon to have July 4th songs, but the 4th comes on a Friday this year, and I wanted to get these songs in, so I went ahead and just made this program. So let's just listen together. Ernie Haas and Signature Sound is up first today with a song they call American Medley.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Shining sea,
my country 'tis of thee.
About a war a lot of years ago. This is Charlie Waller.
There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. Only Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry, Nathan Hale, and Corn Kelly, too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In this heaven there must be a place for me. In this war with its mad schemes of destruction of our country fair and our sweet liberty, of the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a mountain boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American. And for this precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In this heaven there must be a place for me. That is true, sir. Please don't judge my courage by my twisted leg. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the axes down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero brave is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In this heaven there must be a place for me.
Said farewell today, so I knelt down to say a prayer. It is the soldier that we have to thank for the freedom that we share. It's not the end of the soldier's life. He's fought hard and he's sacrificed. Now he'll go to find and love in the heavens above. To his country he gave.
Allegiance to you. and the free. And I'm proud to have you flying over me. In my heart flies the red, white, and blue. And I know that the story is true. Holy Word was the light of our way. One nation under God is here to stay. Oh, my child, there's a dream waving over me, and soon it will pass to my kin. America, where hope keeps on shining, in God we trust, is written on the wind.
We just listened to Carolina Road, and they were followed by George Thomas. And now here's the Inspirations.
Imagination, but on the truths written in God's word,
a foundation strong and sure on which which the nation would endure
if the people place their trust in the Lord.
Our only hope is in Jesus.
Only He can change a heart, give a man a brand new start.
Our only hope is in Jesus.
If as a nation we survive, we must realize
America's only hope is in the Lord.
As a nation we've forsaken, as our fathers once had taken, our leaders are corrupt and there is no shame. But if God's people kneel and pray, turn from their wicked ways, our nation might be saved if we proclaim.
Our only hope is in Jesus.
Only He can change a heart, give a man a brand new start.
Our only hope in Jesus.
If as a nation we survive, we must realize
America's only hope is in the Lord. Our only hope is in Jesus.
And this is Billy Hale.
When the call came that morning, I knew from the sound my country was calling, the war I was bound. Now training is over, the war games are through. I'll go to battle with the many or few. Farewell, sweet mother, so long, dear dad. My country has called me, please don't be sad. Goodbye, my darling, don't grieve as we part. I'll serve my country with a patriot's heart. I'm no soldier of fortune or man of the blue, but I'll fight for freedom, the red, white, and blue. My heart is so heavy as my unit embarks. I'll serve my country with a patriot's heart. I will honor my country, I'll lift her on high. While cowards and terrorists scream, now let her die. She is so lovely as her shores we depart. I'll serve my country with a patriot's heart. Farewell, sweet mother, so long, dear dad. My country has called me, please don't be sad. Darling, don't grieve as we part. I'll
I'll serve my country with a patriot's heart.
I'll love her forever with a patriot's heart.
I want to remind you that next week, on the 6th of July, is the Georgetown Fair Gospel Sing, sponsored by WITY. We've got four good groups coming out to sing for you, and it's in an air-conditioned building, and everything's free, so you don't have any excuse not to come. So just come on out and listen and enjoy. Well, this is a local man by the name of Tony Schumann, and he's from Wallace, Indiana, part of the 341 Band, and he's got a good and true recitation.
3 o'clock prayer. We were on a cold, barren hillside on a foreign campaign. Our troops were surrounded, and the shells were falling like rain. The American flag had just been shot down, and our spirits were so low. We hid on our foxhole while the shots rang out below. The old captain knew that our danger was real. If our man could not rally, we would die on that hill. We needed a hero to raise up our flag again. If we could but hold out for the darkness of night, our captain called out for a man with no fear. Then came the voice of a young man from Boston. He said, "I'll volunteer, sir. And sir, there's no need to hold out until dark. I'll raise up our banner at 3 o'clock sharp." When he heard the bell tone in the village below, he climbed up the hillside to that battered old pole. With mortars exploding, bullets striking the ground, the young man raised up a new flag, and he started back down. With Old Glory flying, the men raised a big cheer. Their comrades raised valor and erased all their fear. They charged down that hillside, their back to the sun. That enemy routed, and the victory was won. The captain cried out, "Son, you should have been killed. There must have been angels all over that hill." But the young soldier said, "Wait, sir, I'm not really brave, and I'm not the hero of this win today. You see, my mother works hard in a factory all day. When her shift is over, she kneels down to pray. And that's why I waited for the clock to strike three. I knew my mother was praying for me."
Now to close this year's 4th of July program, here's Charlie Daniels in "Let 'Em Win or Bring 'Em Home."
Say a prayer for Bobby. He's somewhere south of Kandahar tonight. Ask the Lord to be with him. Have his angels to protect him in the fight. He's seen a lot of killing, though he's only turned 19. He's a brave American warrior and a Semper Fi Marine. But he's got a baby girl at home that he ain't ever seen. Pray for him. Say a prayer for Sally. She's on a C-130 headed out downrange. She don't know where she's going, but she knows her young life's just about to change. She wants to serve her country, so she didn't hesitate. 'Cause in her heart she wanted to be part of something great. So she joined the army on the day she graduated. Pray for her. Oh, America, red, white, and blue. How many heroes answered the call and gave it all. And you know they'd cried to do it all again, but we've listened to pundits and fools. Now we fight our wars by someone else's rules. But even if we had to stand alone, I say you either let them win or bring them home. Say a prayer for Mama. There's someone missing in her family. Say a prayer for Daddy. There's a gold star hanging in the family tree. And the grandkids keep on asking, why did Daddy go to war? And why won't he be coming home? And what was he fighting for? And they just have to keep on saying, son, you'll understand it better by and by. And they hold their heads up higher and keep hiding all the hurt, while that bunch of dirty scumbags at the Westboro Baptist Church insult our fallen heroes whose bootstrings they're not worthy to untie. Say a prayer for Bobby and either let him win or bring him home.
Well, tonight at the Bismarck First Church of Christ, the New Jerusalem Singers will be presenting a concert, and everybody's invited. They'll have snacks after the concert, so just come and enjoy.